Blog Talk Radio.
Hey there. Hey everybody, welcome to the show. This is the Pop Rocks Radio Show. I'm so glad you tuned in. And we're Monday, Labor Day. Very excited tonight. And man, I'm telling you, this show almost didn't happen, but it is happening, and I'm glad it is. Our guests tonight are from a fantastic alternative jazz band out of Pennsylvania, November Lounge. How are you guys doing?
Pretty good. How are you?
Good, 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 good. Now, whereabouts in Pennsylvania? You guys are in central Pennsylvania?
What
area of PA would it be?
Yeah, it's central Pennsylvania.
Central.
We're about 20, I guess it'd be 20 miles north of the capital, which is Harrisburg.
Nice, nice. Very nice. Shoemakerville and all that neck of the woods. All kinds of birds and bills. That's cool.
Yeah.
Now, you guys met in school there, or you guys get together?
Yeah, we all kind of are just musicians on campus at the school we go to, which is Lebanon Valley College. And we're all in the same music program, and we just kind of all met up and started playing music together. But mainly me and Aaron are the ones who kind of started it, I guess you could say. We were the ones that had the idea for the band and wanted to get things rolling. And then the other two that aren't on the line with us right now, Zach and Paul. Zach is our bass player and Paul is our saxophone player. They couldn't join us tonight, but we picked them up later on. So yeah.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, I should let everybody know we are talking tonight to Aaron Abercrombie and Alex Rubin of the band. And so glad you guys could take time out of your schedule to be on and whatnot. I know we're supposed to have you on a couple times before and various things happened.
Absolutely. It's a pleasure.
Well, third time's the charm, right? Third time's the charm.
Of course.
Well, that's cool.
Absolutely.
That's cool. Now, let me ask you, Aaron and Alex. Did you guys, were you musical kids? Were you always into jazz? I mean, or how did that come about?
Go ahead, Aaron.
So I started playing guitar when I was around the age of five. And then in high school was when, so I went through like a metal phase for a while when I was younger. And then in high school was when I started getting kind of serious about just doing like singer-songwriter stuff. So like acoustic stuff like that. And I was just kind of writing songs that I could play guitar and sing to. And then college happened and we all have to kind of study jazz as music students. And that just really influenced a lot of the chords that I use. And, so that's kind of me as a musician right now, but it's ever changing.
Very cool. Very cool.
And,
that's jazz, right? That's jazz.
I mean, I kind of had the same situation when it comes to phases. I had a metal phase. I was really into heavy music. I started playing drums probably around the age of like 12. I was into just beating the hell out of my drums. Once I got to college, my taste started evolving. Started listening to other genres, and started just collaborating with a lot of people. And, I went from playing double bass drum and heavy music to playing the chill kind of stuff that we put out. So that's my story.
Wow. Wow. Well, that's very cool. Well, I really dig your guys' music. We've got a couple tracks that we're going to play. Maybe we should play one and let everybody get a taste of just how cool November Lounge is. I've got Therapy and Let Me Be Yours. What do you think we should play first, guys?
I would say Let Me Be Yours first. I mean,
yeah, Let Me Be Yours sounds good with me.
Here it is, folks. It's a November Lounge. Let Me Be Yours. Mm-hmm.
Christmas Day when you came into my life. I was sure that this was fate. I've been so lost 'cause I need you. My heart's in my hand, so you can take all I had. All my life I've been a kid. No, I've never had a plan. But when I laid eyes on you, it made me understand that I've got priorities. Love is number one.
Listening to November Lounge. Get a clean copy of this track on Spotify, Amazon, iTunes, wherever you purchase digital music.
And you can give what you want. Just let me be yours. I just want to be yours.
That was Let Me Be Yours by November Lounge. What a great track. What a fantastic track. We've got Aaron and Alex on the line with us from November Lounge. Guys, that was a great track. Was let me ask you, now, I'm a painter by trade. That's what I do. I paint pictures, how I put bread on the table. But sometimes when I'm working on a painting, everybody always is like, oh, well, you know, you're really good at this, blah, blah, blah. They think it just always comes easy. And I know I always ask my I've never been a musician, but I've known a lot. So I always ask my musician friends, I'm like, was that an easy track or did it fight a little bit? Or because you can never tell. They all sound perfect, you know what I mean? And
hey,
that's
right. I appreciate that a lot because you always, like, I'm sure you know as an artist, you probably always hear things like, that sounds like or that looks like a great painting or something, but I'm very self-critical. So I appreciate that because I can look back and see all the flaws in it. You know what I mean?
Right.
But yeah, I think it definitely, we had a great engineer working with us by the name of Lucas Guinu. And he graduated from LVC and he kind of just, he got into the studio and I think we all kind of just shared the same vision. And it actually went in as being one of our weakest tracks where it was just kind of like a, let's just get it done. We didn't really spend a whole lot of time on it. And I think it definitely has received some of the best criticisms of all of the tracks on the EP. So I was,
and
was
every time,
nice.
And every time we hear that, we're like, what? Really? You like it?
Yeah.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Record better audio anywhere with Motive Digital Microphones from Shure. Easy-to-use options like the MV88 plug directly into your phone or computer and include a free app. Create studio-quality sound for podcasts, music, and videos. Visit Shure.com to learn more.
Every day, there are so many missed business opportunities.
Sorry, left that file on my work computer.
So many barriers to working together.
Sorry, can't access that file on my phone.
But today, Microsoft Office 365 offers lots of new features to help you be productive anywhere. like editing office files on phones and tablets, easy one-click video conferencing, a free terabyte of secured cloud storage.
Sorry, wait, I mean, really? Wow, that's awesome.
Go to tryofficenow.com to start your free 30-day business trial of Office 365. That's tryofficenow.com.
Hey everybody, pop artist Jamie Rocks here. Hey, at the end of last year, some people, we've got quite a few inquiries where people wanted paintings, but, you know, the economy's getting better, but it's still kind of rough for a lot of people, and they just can't afford my normal larger paintings. You know, they love my work, but they just can't afford the big ones. So what we did on that is I've been picking different themes and painting smaller ones, 16 by 20 canvas. Perfect size canvas for an apartment or a room. It's not overwhelming. It's not a big, huge thing you'd see in a gallery or in a big millionaire's house. But it's good. And what they are, we've been selling those on eBay. So if you go to the website, www.jamierocks.us, you'll see the eBay auctions there. I try to have four or five per week up at all times. And, you know, we don't have any control over what those sell for. So you might get a good deal. But definitely worth checking out if you're on a budget. And, you know, I hope one of my original paintings will be hanging in your home soon. Thank you for your interest, and on back to the show now. Now, guys, what's the name of the EP?
Therapy.
Therapy. There it is. There it is. And that's the next single we're going to be playing here in a little bit, folks. We've got a link up to November Lounge's Facebook page, and if you're listening on your phone or in your car or whatever, and you can't get to that link, well, it's real easy. Just put November Lounge in the search there on Facebook, and their page comes right up. It's a good page. All the background information and all that kind of stuff's on there, and. How do you guys feel about social media and whatnot? Well, you guys probably grew up with it, you know. People would play gigs and have to put out flyers and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah,
now, people can make a post. It's a lot more convenient.
It's enough just managing your own personal Facebook and then having a band Facebook and a band Instagram and a band email. It can be a lot,
right?
Personally, social media is literally my least favorite part of being a musician. I can't stand it.
I hear you.
Yeah.
Now, I'm the same way. I tell you, we go on vacation, me and my gal, at least once a year. And I used to take my laptop with me and just to keep up on things. And I'd do little morning updates and all this kind of stuff. And now I leave it at home. And it's so refreshing to have that week just kind of like nobody knows what's going on. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah.
I like that.
For sure.
Very cool. Now I see you guys play and you guys are playing. You had said when we were talking up here at MJ's, right? That's Coffee House there in Anvil on Wednesdays. Nice. Nice. You guys kind of the Wednesday staple band there, or how does that work?
You can go ahead, Alan.
It's something called a Coffee House series, and the business actually has a lot of local performers just play there, you have to like audition to be on the list, I guess, and we auditioned last semester, I believe, and we got picked for it. So we're not playing there every Wednesday, but this is just one of the times we're playing. But I'm sure we'll be playing there again though throughout the semester.
Yeah.
At least one more time.
Very cool. Very cool. Well, that's always kind of nice, that coffee house kind of vibe, you know, where you just kick back and you know, hey, and you get coffee too, right? Or at least a break on it, I hope.
Right.
Sure, the fine folks at MJ's are very nice.
They're good people.
Yeah.
Plenty of ample
that coffee
and come on. Say again.
That coffee house vibe is definitely our favorite vibe to play for. We've had like a bigger show before where we opened up for Aaron Carter. And
oh wow.
I still prefer like that little coffee shop very intimate vibe. So we're all very excited for Wednesday.
That's cool. That's very cool. Well, that's outstanding. And that's in Anvil. And folks, there are at the November Lounge Facebook page, which is facebook.com/November-lounge. You can get there, and there's links for directions and all of that as well. Right, just scroll down a little bit, and there it is, you know. Very, very cool. Now, let's play Therapy, because it's a cool jam. I dig it. Yeah, it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. Let's play it, and then we'll talk a little bit about it. Does that sound good, guys?
Sounds great.
Sounds good.
Here it is, folks. One of the things, at least everybody tells me I need, Therapy by November Lounge.
Cloudy sky, and I've got things on my mind, but turn the page and leave it behind. But I can't change the weather. Sunny day in such a long time. Maybe I can find it in the sand. At least I'm hoping that I can. 'Cause my patience is running thin. But I'll pick up my head. Let this roll off my shoulders. And I'll take the right steps to keep moving forward. 'Cause I've been running round in circles, and I think that it's time to start things over.
You're listening to November Lounge. Get a clean copy of this track on Spotify, Amazon, iTunes, wherever you purchase digital music.
We can change the weather to make it all right. 'Cause the worst of the worst has come and gone by. Maybe it is time we take a stand.
There it is, folks. Therapy, November Lounge. There it is. Therapy. Man, I like that track. That's a good track. That's just, you know, just a nice jam.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
When you guys wrote that, were you sitting around and just did it just come, or what was the story behind the scenes on that one?
I guess you can take that one in.
So I kind of had the first verse I wrote probably like 2 years ago, and it was part of a song that I just hated, so I scrapped it. But then there were just kind of other things that we were jamming on, and it kind of just became like a Frankenstein of a song where pieces just kind of started fitting together from all of the past stuff that we've had in our like previous catalog that we haven't really used. So it was definitely an interesting process creating that track for sure.
Very cool. Very cool. Well, you know, I mean, sometimes you have to do that with a piece. I know I do. There's many a painting I just feel like putting my foot through it. You know what I mean? But
yeah.
And then just right. Or maybe go to something else and then come back to it. You know, I've got a whole shelf of paintings that need that. Some are
right.
Years old, like that. You know?
Yes.
That's crazy, crazy, crazy. Well, that's cool. So this weekend, or this Wednesday, I mean, MJ's is the place to see you guys at. You'll be there with the rest of the boys in the band. We mentioned Zach and Paul, I believe, right?
Yep.
Where
correct.
Are my notes? Hey, look at that. Look at that, ladies and gentlemen. And I did that without the notes in front of me. I am pretty impressed with myself. I'm kidding. So, yeah, MJ's and Anvil, there are directions, I should say, on the November Lounge Facebook page. And I suggest you like that page so you can keep up with what's going on with these guys. Now, you guys released the EP. How long has the EP been out?
I have to think on that one.
We released it April 22nd. So about 3 months.
I gotcha.
4 months.
Gotcha. Well, I know you guys are doing heavy promo on it right now. I have to ask, though, just because, you know, I'm a creep. I'm kidding, but I will ask. Any thoughts on the next EP? Got some ideas rattling around on that?
Yeah. We over the summer, we wrote a lot of new music, we will be releasing some new stuff. Maybe not another EP right away, but we definitely plan on releasing some new music within the next month, I'd say. We plan to release
very
it a little
cool.
bit sooner, but didn't get there. So waiting on a few things, and yeah, you guys will definitely hear some new music out there pretty soon.
Awesome. Well, I can't wait. And I'm sure it's going to be just as great as this is. Folks, you can get these both these singles out on Spotify and Amazon and wherever you buy digital music. You guys are everywhere, right?
Correct.
And I have a feeling that if you go to MJ's on Wednesday, there'll probably be a merch table too with maybe a couple CDs. I don't know that. I didn't ask the guys, but I'm just assuming. But we all know what happens when you assume, right?
we'll put something together.
Nice. Well, I want to thank you guys so much for being on the show. I know it's a short show tonight. I'm really glad we got this time. I don't know, folks. I don't know if you've know this or not. You might, long-term listeners and whatnot. We had to push the show back twice, and we finally got it together, man. We finally got it together. Crazy.
It was
so you guys,
right on.
Now it's Labor Day. Did you guys have a good holiday weekend and all that? Or are you mostly rehearsing and all that kind of stuff?
Playing music and working.
Yeah, playing
gotcha.
Music, spending time with girlfriends and family.
Nice. Very nice. Well, I can't wait. Break a leg this Wednesday. It's going to be a heck of a good, great show. And, folks, you can – I mean, like I said, if you're in the area of – you know, Pennsylvania, get over there and see them, man. Get over there and see them. Beautiful country, too, especially this time of year. Things starting to things haven't started changing yet, the leaves and all that, have they?
Soon.
Pretty soon, yeah, pretty damn soon.
Yeah.
Wow. Amazing. Amazing. It'll be just beautiful. I love that part of the country. Outstanding. Outstanding. Cool. Well, folks, this will be available. This episode will be available on iTunes, and you can just download it or stream it anytime you want to. Always free. And we'll have that up, probably in about 45 minutes to an hour. And, yeah, it'll be yours. If you are listening to the show on iTunes in the future, do me a quick hello from the past. Do me a quick favor. Hit the ratings and review. That puts us at the top of the page. That's where we like to be. Hey, guys, I want to thank you again for being on the show. It's just outstanding. Aaron and Alex, you guys rock. Have
Absolutely.
A great
Thanks for having us. And,
yeah, definitely, definitely. And break a leg this Wednesday.
Thanks, man.
We will try.
Nice, nice. Folks, that's going to be it for tonight. We will see you back tomorrow. We will be talking with a band out of Iowa called a hard rock band called The Rumors, female-fronted hard rock band. Lots of fun. We will see you tomorrow night, 10 o'clock on the East Coast, 7 o'clock on the West Coast. Have a great night, everybody. And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Metal Babe Mayhem is more than just an online store. It's a destination. MetalBabeMayhem.com carries over 150 rock and roll products, including clothing, jewelry, and accessories. Metal Babe Mayhem also offers Shrine clothing and Alchemy Gothic jewelry. In addition, Metal Babe Mayhem founder Allison Metal Babe Cohen is a rock and roll journalist who supports local and national artists with rockin' reviews, interviews, playlists, networking, and more. Metal Babe Mayhem is taking over the world, one shirt at a time.
YourWebDesigner.info has a special for Pop Rocks Radio listeners. Have a website designed for only $80. Normally, they're $100, but with the special code ROXX, Pop Rocks Radio listeners can save 20%. If your computer is sluggish and running slow, yourwebdesigner.info can fix it all up remotely, and with that savings code, you'll only pay $40. Yourwebdesigner.info offers hosting and other various computer-related products. Please visit www.yourwebdesigner.info and let us build your future today. Remember, all web design includes a year of hosting for free and domain name registration for a year. www.yourwebdesigner.info.
Hi, folks. Are you looking for a custom gift for someone special in your life? Harper Lee Jewelry on Etsy offers custom hand-stamped jewelry created using pure aluminum, brass, copper, or new gold. Do you have a favorite inspiration or quote that you'd like to be represented? Well, no worries. Harper Lee Jewelry on Etsy can create a custom cuff or necklace that represents your interests or ideas with a beautiful piece of jewelry. You can find them at harperleejewelry.etsy.com.
Roxgear, the online web shop of high-end luxury merchandise and products, all featuring original pop art paintings. From La Jolla to Miami to London, www.merch.jamierox.us.
Glittering amethyst, energizing citrine, colorful fluorite, the other side of the sun, Earth's treasures brought to light. Since 1999, we have offered a unique collection of hand-selected minerals and gems for every budget, for novices, collectors, and healers. Visit www.tosots.com to view our wide selection of offerings and use coupon code ROCKS That's ROXX for 10% off your first order. Remember, TOSOTS.com. Earth's treasures brought to light. Jamie Rocks's Pop Rocks Talk Radio Show has been executive produced by Jamie Rocks for Pop Rocks Limited, recorded at Deerfield Beach in South Florida for broadcast at Blog Talk Radio.
Hej, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Rocks.
Blog Talk Radio.